We are moving on to Dubai.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Dose of Reality, the podcast. I'm Jazz.
And I'm Michelle.
Just kidding. Take two. Hey, everybody. No, you know this bitch. Okay. So this is the podcast where we talk about Bravo TV and related drama. We are starting out with the hot tea, the goss at the top, with, first of all, a couple of cleanup items for, Beverly Hills. Jax getting attacked by these bot,
burner account, yeah. Instagram, yeah. Whatever the fuck they are.
Weird and sketch. Who hired someone for the bots?
Starting high school this week.
Okay, first of all, do not come for Jax.
Don't come for kids,
but I don't know. I just really like him. I think he's a sweet little baby angel.
Yeah.
And what the fuck? And he already got screamed at by Erica, and I just think it's disgusting and vile.
Yeah.
But I will say that I did notice, like, Garcelle being like, how could you attack kids? Like, I spent the whole night crying, and she was dead-ass silent.
True.
When Dorit and Kyle's kids were being full-on attacked by the entire internet. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And they were like saying like horrible things about her kids being like, well, I'll tell you offline. I can't even repeat it. It's so gross. But
she did stay silent.
Yeah, she stayed super silent. And those were actually real accounts that were like really fucking horrible people.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I did note that.
Yeah. I can't wait for Garcelle to get a private investigator and find out who's behind the burner accounts.
Hire them. Need to know. And also, I just can't, like, it just, that kind of shit just makes me lose hope for society. But then, also, along the lines of Beverly Hills, word on the street is mayhaps that Crystal, Diana, and Dorit are getting axed.
Hmm. You know, I like Crystal, so I'd be sad to see her go, but she doesn't bring a lot, and she gets steamrolled by the other ladies.
I know. So I had that. It was almost like this was her season because of how many conflicts she had to stand up for herself, and she just rolled over to everybody. Yeah. And it was, like, a little pathetic.
Yeah.
And I really wanted her to do a lot better.
It was sad.
It was a little pathetic. It was like, you're a housewife, bitch. Like, Crystal, put on your armor. Like, let's go. Like, we're all behind you.
Yeah.
It might be months later when we're watching
it. We were all rooting. What was that from?
I don't know, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
We were rooting for you.
It's fucking Tyra Banks and...
and America's Next Top Model.
I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. How dare you?
God, she was fucking crazy.
Dude, that shit was crazy. So those toxic girls have came out after their...
Oh, yeah. There's next documentary.
Yeah, but you want to know what? I do feel kind of bad because it was so long ago that it's like, that's just kind of how our world was.
It was disgusting. Yeah. So anti-women.
Yeah.
Well, Victoria's Secret shit.
Dude, there's been... Okay, anyways, we're digressing. But Crystal's getting steamrolled was sad. Diana, it was not pathetic. It was fucking sad.
I'm still holding out hope that maybe she'll bring it to the reunion or something and then they'll have her back.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
She should just, like, have an earpiece with me talking in it. Like, I feel like I could take these ladies. Just give me, like, $6 million and, I don't know, it's just not even – I need more. I need, like, $20 million.
Yeah, that's another thing. For how much they probably get paid, I could be savage.
Yeah.
Okay?
Savage.
Anyway.
Okay. Anyways. And so Diana. I actually like Diana, but she kind of had that, like, racist moment. And
that was a moment.
That didn't sit well.
That was a moment.
That wasn't good. So I can see why she's getting canned because everybody's like against her now. But actually, I think she could be a good housewife.
I think she's a good housewife. And I think she has good points. And she gets dismissed because of the language thing that really pisses me off.
Mm-hmm.
Because she actually like does not back down.
Yeah.
And has valid points all the time. She's been right about Sun. She's been right about Garcelle. Anyway, we'll get into it.
And then Dorit, I'm just kind of like, I like Dorit and the dynamic she brings, but she's also kind of like a snooze too. So it's like.
She's a snooze and she really annoys me sometimes. I don't know. I could go either way on that. Mm-hmm. I just don't feel like everyone should just get fired.
Yeah.
You know, like Dorit's been on the show for a while. Like she's brought a lot before.
Yeah. Kids are cute.
It's like, but maybe you should take a season off if that craziness happened to you to like mentally heal.
Yeah.
Anyway. So then the last bit of the tea that we have is not related to Beverly Hills, but Sheena Shea.
Sheena Shea.
Is no longer Sheena Shea.
No longer Sheena Shea.
She is Sheena Brock.
Yeah, Sheena got married this weekend, and she was not wearing a two-piece wedding dress, rumor has it. Actually, I saw her dress. It was beautiful.
Oh, really?
But you want to know what? Sheena just makes me fucking crazy. Sheena's one of those girls that's like, I'm so nice. How could you be mad at me? And it's like, because you're annoying as fuck.
It's so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Yeah, she's mad annoying.
Oh, my God. So what do you mean? How can I be mad at you? Everything you do is fucking annoying. Yeah, you're not mean. Mm-hmm. But I'd rather you be mean so I can just battle it out with you than you crying.
Yeah.
Anyway, sometimes I feel like I'm just like Stassi Schroeder.
Yeah, I didn't even watch last season. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, okay. Anyways.
So that's it for that. So let's dive in. So we have Beverly Hills, Dubai, Southern Charm, and Atlanta tonight. And by the way, we're recording this a little late, so it is Wednesday, and Beverly Hills is not happening this week. Mm-mm. So,
and it's the season finales of Dubai.
Which came fast.
Yeah.
Crazy. Anyways.
Anyway, so Beverly Hills, we jump right into the homeless, not toothless.
Toothless, not homeless. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was like, you're Jade was kidding like, me. Fuck, I was like, I don't get this. The charity. The charity.
Or as Kathy would say, toothless and homeless. Toothless and homeless. It's not funny.
After that.
It's not funny. God, I get so mad how funny it is because I'm like, it's really fucked up. It's not funny at all.
But Crystal brings up her eating disorder and essentially was like, hey guys, I heard you guys were talking about this. Here is the story. And like, if you're going to talk about it, please come to me.
Yeah. Too nice.
Yeah. And literally Kyle, this bothered me so much. Kyle was like, are you seeing the right people?
Oh.
And I'm like, what a fucked up thing to say. Like, mm-hmm. eating disorders, everybody acts like it's, like, this thing people choose to do. Like, and oh, Erica's, I'm going to lose weight. I'm just going to choose to have an eating disorder.
Right. And it's just because you fell into the right. Like, we all know that it takes a long time to find the right person. It can take a long time, and it can deter people if you find the wrong person just for regular therapy. Mm-hmm. Just for regular therapy.
Yeah, right.
And then this is for something that's, like, an actual disorder.
Yeah.
And she's going to act like because she got better – that it should be I'm not saying it was easy for Kyle, but it should be the same experience for Crystal. Like, what?
Yeah.
Maybe she has barriers that you don't have, or battles, or mental whatever that she can't get over. Like, how fucking dare you, being someone who's gone through a similar experience, make assumptions?
But maybe she's gone through a similar experience, so she can't see past what she's gone through because she got over it.
True.
Like, literally seeing so short-sighted. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's fucking crazy. I've never had an eating disorder. I actually probably have an eating disorder the other way, where I lean on food for every single fucking thing in my life.
But then Erica's like, I will raise you one fucked up statement, actually.
Yeah.
Saying that she needs to put it to bed.
Yeah.
Put it to bed.
Put it to
quote
bed.
Quote unquote. Verbatim.
Oh my God. Erica's just I'm not even going to even talk about it. She's a mess this season.
It's unbearable.
We've talked about it. She's an absolute fucking disaster. And honestly, she took it a million steps too far when she told Crystal she can't eat the chicken tender. So I'm fucking over.
Before that, when she told her to take laxatives.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. So, but then Sutton knows how to Crystal should actually be thankful for Sutton, because Sutton said, I have something for you. And
I get excited about this because it was a good mic drop.
Sutton goes, I got called by an attorney.
No, she said, oh, I actually didn't enjoy being called a liability. You want to talk about who's a liability?
Yeah.
Because I got called by a litigator. And I said, bitch. Yeah,
she did.
That's how you earned your diamond, though.
Yeah.
Points, points, points. Because I'm not a Sutton fan.
I'm not a Sutton fan either, but I loved every single second. But
she earned the points right there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so she got a litigator, which we were trying to figure out what this means. I'm assuming it's some kind
of... We didn't come out with anything.
Attorney or defense lawyer or
someone who guides you legally, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And they wanted to call Sutton as a third-party witness. And so
which sounds intense to me.
Sounds intense.
Right, we're guessing, because again, law stuff, but
yeah,
it sounds like a big deal. I don't know.
It sounds like a big deal. Well, then everybody kind of goes into a frenzy, and Erica was like, "Yeah, because you didn't keep your mouth shut,"
and which she's not wrong.
She isn't wrong, but Sutton, yes, I think took the lead on it, but all the other girls.
No, but I'm saying, like, specifically when you put that on camera and you are talking about stuff and being like, well, I know this, this, and this, you're putting it out there and you are going to get called.
Yeah.
Because you are basically saying you know shit.
Yeah.
That they can use.
Well, she knows shit. She should just tell it.
She should tell it. Mm-hmm. But that's what that, and Erica was crazy last season, but she, when she drops the stuff, she's not like lying about it. Yeah. And, like, I don't know, the same thing with when we talk about why she kind of won't apologize. Because, like, all legal reasons. Like, she has good legal guidance.
Yeah.
And she's like, you're going to want to shut the fuck up right now.
Yeah.
And Sutton didn't. She kept being, like, dropping little, like, Easter eggs about the shit that she knows. And, of course, she's going to get called by a lawyer.
Yeah.
Prosecutor or whatever.
That's true. Oh, I can't wait to see this all play out.
Yeah. No, it's...
What if Erica is innocent? And they're like, you had nothing to do with any of this.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think that she, like, actively screwed people over? What do you think she, what part do you think she played in it now that we're this?
Do I think? No. Do I, could I see her having an understanding that her husband might not being fair, but her reaping a lot of benefits and just turning a blind eye to it? Yep.
See, that's what I think happened. I think she was like, I know exactly what's going on here. Not exactly. I know. Yeah, I said that completely wrong. I know. I was like literally putting her at fault for everything.
You said, okay, yep. That's how I think too, but just definitely.
100% she's guilty.
Yeah.
No, I think that she was like, something's weird about this and that's okay.
Yeah, but I have a Cartier ring and... Yeah. I have all my clothes and my glam squad.
And he's going to die soon. And what could possibly fall onto me is what she was probably thinking.
Yeah. I mean, why else would you marry a
800-year-old? This is the definition of speculation. So just so everybody knows. Okay.
Actually, me and Jasmine are lawyers and we're behind
the case. We're litigators.
Yeah, we're litigators. Okay. So then we just kind of switch up the conversation and Diana jumps back in and she was telling Garcelle that she's kind of hard to know, which it seems like it diverts the conversation, but you had other thoughts on this.
It's okay. So I can't, unfortunately, I did not note this, but I can't remember how exactly the conversation started, but then it kind of went down this little like path. And then when Diana jumped in, she was like, and also Garcelle, it sounded like she was off topic, but it actually related completely back to what the original conversation starter was.
Yeah.
Like it was the original point and she was talking off of that and they always like dismiss her. I think because of the language barrier, like I said. And it's, like, so annoying because it's, like, no, she's actually exactly fucking right. Just, like, when she was kind of sitting down with Sutton before. And it sounded like people were, like, oh, like, pull these things that she says. And they're, like, that just doesn't even make any sense. It's, like, in the context of the conversation, it actually makes complete fucking sense.
Yeah.
Like, actually. So it drives me crazy that she always gets dismissed.
Yeah.
Just because she uses, like, different kind of, like, I don't know, comparisons and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's just like, nope, she's actually exactly right. And she makes complete sense. So that was like, and even Garcelle in the moment, like Diana was like, is this not what we're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And Garcelle was like, yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah.
She like had to think about it. But anyway, so.
Well, and then Rinna jumps in with her fucking shock value ass. And she's like.
She was so weird.
She's so weird. Like, I swear so, she's like, just saying
I'm
stuff.
Just so introspective now.
Rinna is falling into the Kelly Dodd, Brandy Glanville category for me.
I don't think that's it. I think she's just acting, like, oddly wise about stuff now.
No, I think she's trying to be, like, a villain. I don't know. It's weird. W-E-I-R-D.
No, because she was like, Garcelle, are you hearing her?
Yeah.
Are you hearing her? And she had her crazy fucking, like, 60s headband on. She's like. But did you hear what
she said?
It's like
how a scary movie starts. And Garcelle should watch out because the black person always dies first.
Always. Not lately, though. These new movies. Like, is this an old movie or is this a new movie? What movie are we talking
about? Old. They're all old.
Then she's dead, for sure.
This is like... I shouldn't say they're all old. They're
that was
older
rude.
Ladies, but...
Except for Crystal.
Yeah, Crystal, get out. Save yourself.
Anyway, so yeah, that was like... whatever. It and was just she, nonsense. Well,
then she calls Garcelle fucking
fearful. You know, I think it's fearful, fear.
And defensive.
I think it's fear. But we've seen her do this stuff where she's just like,
yeah, she throws out these crazy things like Kelly Dodd and Brandi Glanville.
It's not like Kelly Dodd and Brandi Glanville.
It's different. It's, but it's shock different. Value bullshit.
Yeah, it's theatrical, I would say, because that's her background. Oh, but God. It's not the same.
Okay.
Anyway, whatever. Okay. We'll argue about this offline.
Okay, so then we jump into Kyle's birthday party.
My mommy and my daddy.
I cannot watch that show. Oh, God. Broad City, if y'all have ever seen it.
We played a clip a couple episodes ago, so you're going to hear this a lot. This is now a theme.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So Kyle and Sutton are talking, and then they bring Erica into it. And I don't know. Everything just kind of gets jumbled, and I feel like there's a lot of arguments happening. And I feel like Sutton and Erica are just never going to be on the same page. And they're going to be fake nice to each other, and then as soon as any little tiff happens, that they're gonna explode. So Erica is saying, like, Garcelle will only see her through the lens of Sutton because they don't like each other, and it's obvious. And I think that's kind of true. Like, if your friend doesn't like somebody and you see the way that person treats your friend, you're going to see them in a more negative light.
100%, especially with the way Garcelle just, like, always cleans up for Sutton in an obnoxious way and just ignores anything bad she's done.
And then she acts like it's just loyalty. I'm like, no, it's blind.
It's blind loyalty. And also, so like, Erica can be horrible, but she is spot on about some things that get dismissed because of how crazy she is other times. But
yeah,
she was like 100% right in that statement. And then the last, it reminds me of the last conversation they had when they were at Lisa Rinna's, when she was basically like, and also, you don't have my back and you don't trust me to Garcelle. And Garcelle was like, yeah, true. Yeah. And she was like, and also Sutton is a liability to you.
Yeah.
And I was like, and also true. Yeah. These are true statements. These are like, very she is true. Actually calling it how she sees it with Sutton.
Right. So then we kind of jump in and everybody's sitting on the couches or whatever. And we bring up this Toothless Not Homeless charity. And I couldn't help but cry with Kathy getting the name wrong. And Dorit got mad.
It was funny.
It was funny. And then Kyle tries to settle everything down. And she's like, so the Toothless Not Homeless. And she has her hands up and she's so mad. And Crystal was like, Kyle.
Yeah, it's not Toothless. They're not Toothless.
And she's like, what? And it was just.
It was a disaster. It was really, really funny, but also really mean. But like, this is another moment for Kathy where everyone's like, oh, she's just dumb. And I'm like, no, you can see her sitting there smirking.
Yeah.
Like when she first says it at the table.
Yeah.
Because she thinks it's funny and she acts stupid when really she's just a bitch.
Yeah.
And that's just like the truth of the matter. And she doesn't care. And she's offensive and rude.
Yeah.
So she's just like whispering over to Garcelle at some point. It's just like, who cares? They're toothless and homeless. Yeah. Like, what does it matter? It's a dumb name. It's like, they're literally not toothless and homeless. Stop fucking saying that.
Oh my God.
It's so fucked up.
It's crazy. That should cry.
Yeah.
But then, of course, we bring it back to Erica. And they're just kind of like bantering back and forth. And then Erica all of a sudden like comes after Garcelle and is like, you're making this false narrative about me, saying that I have a drinking problem. What?
I'm sorry. I was just thinking about the tooth.
I know.
Oh, my God. Okay. I was trying to not laugh about that because it's so mean, but.
It's really mean, but it was really funny.
Okay.
Toothless
and homeless. Who cares?
I know. It's like, what?
Okay.
Right. That's why you should care more, Kathy.
Yeah.
But anyways. So then Erica was like, or Garcelle was like, Erica, the iconic line of, I don't have to make you look bad. You can do that on your own. I was
effortlessly
like,
iconic. Effortlessly iconic.
In the book.
Incredible.
Because it is true. It's like, you're showing your own ass on TV. Like,
yeah.
You might
from
not
last
have,
couple of seasons.
You might not have a drinking problem, but you are abusing drinking while you're on your pills.
Yes.
So we need to solve that immediately.
You have a dependency problem right now, currently.
Right now, currently.
And also, I feel like with, like, I don't know. When people say you have a this problem, I feel like people always go to like, you're an alcoholic, you have to stop drinking. It's like because of labels and stuff. And it's like, No, you're just depending on something too much, and you can also just not do that.
Right.
Like, you can, doesn't mean you have to stop drinking. That's not what anyone's saying. Yeah. Calm down. They're just saying, fix your issue. Like, maybe stop drinking for a little bit. Right. Maybe monitor your drinks. Mm-hmm. Maybe don't drink while you're taking pills.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe don't take pills.
Clearly, literally say, do not drink while you're on these.
Right. Which, like, fucking Advil says that too. So it's like, of course, everything says that.
So does Adderall.
True. And no one takes either of those here.
I don't know.
But maybe you just need to sort out your things and get your priorities straight first.
Right. Exactly. So it's like, and Garcelle's really not perpetuating this narrative. If anybody comes after anybody's kids, they're going to wonder, like, yo, if you're under the influence, don't fucking be under the influence around my kids and attack them then.
Yeah. And I wouldn't, if it were my kids that I don't have, I would also be like, you have no chances anymore.
That's, even if it was my dogs and somebody was like, hit my dog or something.
Yeah.
And if they were under the influence, I might.
Or if they said, or if they asked my dog for a threesome or told them to fuck off, I would be like, you're fucking
even if somebody told my dog to fuck off.
Yeah.
I'd be like,
if someone told one of my dogs to fuck off,
I would
channel Lisa Rinna. I'd be like, and you can get the fuck out of my house.
Yeah. Actually, good fucking bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
Anyway.
And then Sutton gets rejected by Erica because she wants to talk. And Erica said, nope, I don't like you. Swerve, hand to the face.
She said, goodbye. You don't need to call me.
Yeah. Okay. Real Housewives of Dubai. We are still in Neri Island.
Mm-hmm.
And Stanberry is now mad at Nina for not standing up for her at the table.
But every damn body's mad at Nina.
Everybody's mad at Nina, but I think it's because she stays quiet because it's like all these bitches acting a fucking fool. So I didn't understand that argument because it's like, but I feel like Stanberry's kind of one of those like, blunt people that she's not actually mad at Nina. She's just saying, like, why didn't you stand up for me?
Mm-hmm.
You know? But what I really appreciated is that Lisa told Ayan she's wrong. She's like, Stanberry invited us here. You need to go apologize. You need to make this right.
That's not why you need to apologize, but sure.
Yeah, that's not why you need to apologize, but just try and make things right. And I think that's important because everybody thinks that, like, friends just back each other no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, Lisa was like, you were in the wrong. And actually, Ayan was in the wrong.
100%.
So I think that was a really good point. Mm-hmm. And I think it was important. Whatever.
Yeah,
and I hope that doesn't go unrecognized because they keep lumping Ayan and Lisa in together, but they do hold each other accountable.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so then Ayan apologizes to Stanberry. They have this whole conversation. And Ayan is just kind of like, I just don't like that I have to constantly tell you what I do. And Stanberry's like, well, I feel like you put me down to lift you up, which I don't think Ayan does that to her.
Yeah.
I think that was a deflection.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of like, okay, boo-hoo, Stanberry.
Like, I think they're both, like, way dramatic to each other right now.
Yeah. I think they rub each other the wrong way, and they're trying to look for excuses to not like each other.
Yeah.
And that's just a lot to me. Because I'm like, yeah, I mean, I don't know. And Stanberry's kind of blunt and just gets annoyed. Whatever. Yeah, I think they just rub each other the wrong way.
Yeah.
So then we have the argument back at the hotel because Lisa gets annoyed because she's like, Nina, every bad thing that I've heard about Caroline Stanberry has come from you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she starts to get a little, like, suspicious where she's like, wait, did you try to, like, pit us against each other?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think...
Which I understand where she's coming from on that a little bit.
Yeah, right, because when somebody's so, like, in your ear about somebody, and then they go back, and then in front of them,
back right away. Like, she's never had a problem with Stanberry on the show. Like, and then at the beginning, remember when Lisa was like, I won't repeat what Nina said. This is like episode one. So we didn't really know them well, but she's like, I won't repeat what she said, but here's what she said. And she like repeated some of the shit, and it was like really fucked up.
Yeah.
And now Nina's like, oh, Crystal's in love. It's like, okay.
Yeah. So I want to hear more about that, but we have a season finale coming up.
I know. Crazy.
But I heard the reunion's fucking wild.
I'm sure because they've gotten to endless fights since the show wrapped up.
Yeah.
endless.
Well, did you hear Sarah on Watch What Happens Live?
No, I didn't watch it.
She goes, or was she on Watch What Happens Live? She was either in an interview on Watch What Happens Live, I can't remember, but she was like, Ayan came to me and Nina and made a pact that we will not talk about each other in the interviews or in the confessionals. Mm. So as we were talking, we decided to like not say anything, thinking Ayan was not going to say anything about us. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, we watched a season back and Ayan shit on us the entire mm-hmm. time. And we didn't say anything. Mm-hmm. It was in an interview because it was with Dylan from Betches.
Oh, okay. I'll look that up.
And
Sarah, and why you didn't send that to me, I don't know. But we can talk about that later.
Well, I don't know if I didn't send it to you. I don't know if you also did not just look, but we will discuss that later. And so then Dylan was like, yeah, and it made you kind of look bad because your confessionals were boring. And Sarah was like, exactly. Mm-hmm. She's like, but we had a pact to not talk about each other. But she's like, and that was broken.
And that was a dumb pact to make in the first place.
Why did you make that pact?
Have you watched Housewives?
Yeah. The moment a confessional is, and I'm in front of it, I'm going to spill everything I feel.
Yeah. And also, what? Anyway, yeah. Whatever. Fine.
Yeah.
That's a choice that you made. So here we are.
So then this was actually before she made up with Sanberry, but she's on the phone with her husband. And she just kind of is breaking down because she's, like, tired of explaining who she is and what she does. And I get that. Like, mm-hmm. I'm sure she is tired of that. And it's annoying. And if somebody's constantly like, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do? It's like, fuck off.
Which I don't think that. Okay. What? Yes. If that's her perception, I definitely understand why she feels beat up about it. As a viewer, it doesn't look like that's what Sanberry is doing, but of course we're not there and we don't see all the scenes. Yeah. So there's that.
Right. Or but, before what's happened before too.
Yeah, true. Or what's happened before. Good point.
So
anyway.
So that's that. Then Sergio shows up and I'm like, fucking puke gag.
Sergio, get the Sergio, fuck off my screen for one episode. Here.
Yeah. I just can't stand him.
I literally cannot.
I thought that was so dumb and Sarah was like, oh, that's a romantic moment. And Ayan was like, oh, my God, pack my bags. Get me out of here. I would have mm-hmm. been Ayan. I would have been like, I'm going to vomit. First, you cry because we're here. Keep in mind, these girls were gone for
a weekend.
Three days, two nights. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Very manageable. Anyway.
Yeah, moving on from that because that gets me all fired up. But then Sarah takes Ayan to therapy and Ayan talks about some really real life shit. And she's talking about her childhood. And she's talking about how when she was 5, she was circumcised, tied around the legs, basically stolen by 2 men. And she had no idea what was going on. And her sister literally like had to save her from all these different things that were happening. And her sister is like 2 years older than her.
Genital mutilation is what it is.
Oh, God, so sad.
Genital mutilation, like where they literally... Oh. I hate this. This is very anti-women countries where they want women to not enjoy sex at all. Like they want it to actually be painful.
Yeah.
So they mutilate you. And like in some countries like that, they in some places it's like acceptable where they're like your parents, that's like getting circumcised where you're like, yep, sign her up. Yeah. Like it's just a normal thing. Obviously with Ion, it was like, I don't know, some sketchy shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's really, really fucked up. And it's like most people like live in these countries and they stay there. Most people live and stay in their country and they don't get it fixed and they live like that for their whole life.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you're like her dad tried to sell her, so you end up in marriages you don't want to be in.
Yeah.
And then you're...
And people literally probably think they own you because
they own you. So you spend your life getting raped and it's horribly painful.
Yeah.
So it's really sad. Luckily for her, she ended up with getting out of that like cultural repetitive, like whatever, like norm. And she's with someone she actually cares about and was able to reverse it somehow, which I honestly don't even know what it entails, but it just sounds absolutely horrible.
Yeah, horrible.
Oh, God.
So that was a really sad way to end. And she talks about some other stuff and just how
her trauma is so horrible.
And she even said it. She goes, I'm a happy person. Like, I look at life and I love mm-hmm. my life. And I'm like, oh, my God, you've been through
which
it.
Is so, like, a lot of people who have the most, like, internal pain are bubbly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's really
sad. I saw a quote, and it's like, the happiest ones are the ones you have to look out for mm-hmm. the most. And that made me really sad one day because I was like, oh.
It's a bummer.
That's really sad.
But, I don't know, that's... Sarah just really, like, they can call her preachy, they can call her whatever, but it's not the first time she's been, like, looking out on a deeper level for her friends on the show.
Yeah. So. I think she's just really in touch with, like, who she is and
mm-hmm.
how she healing. Can help and stuff.
She really cares about healing a lot. Mm-hmm. A lot.
And she even says it. She's like, I've been through all this stuff. Mm-hmm. I've done every kind of therapy you can mm-hmm. do. But anyways, it was a really sad way to end the episode and... But I think it was really informative and important.
Mm-hmm. So important.
Because you would never look at Ayan and think she's been through something like that.
Right.
So I thought that was really...
And clearly she carries a lot of it, too. Like,
yeah.
When she talks about her dad, she can't really talk about her dad.
Yeah.
Without getting really upset.
Right. Well, and she said, she goes, if I die and this is the last thing I can do is to stop women from going through this, I'm okay. And I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, God, I hate it. Anyway, so that was a fun episode.
Yeah. So next week we have the season finale.
But you know, it's going to be season finale and then reunions. Mm-hmm. And that's ultimately what we're here for.
Yeah, we love a reunion.
We do. Okay. So now we're going to Southern Charm. So morning after the dog party.
Morning. A lot happened.
Dog wedding.
Dog wedding happened. And a lot else happened.
And then everyone was trashed. So... Mm-hmm. First of all, I think it opens to the Paige and Craig scene or whatever. And Paige is all the way on her high horse,
mm-hmm.
all the way, mm-hmm. high up.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like basically following Craig's lead on painting Naomi as this like crazy person lunatic.
Yeah.
Which is cute. And she's pissed that Naomi pulled Craig aside at the party.
Mm-hmm.
Which, how do you feel about that? Actually,
I go back and forth because a little part of me, like if my significant other's ex pulled them aside while I was there, I'd be like, what are they talking about? And it'd be kind of weird and uncomfortable. But also, like, they live in a very small town. They are together all mm-hmm. the time. Like, if you sign up to date Craig, you should sign up to know he's going to be around his exes. Mm-hmm. That's it. Sorry.
Yeah, I feel like, because I go back and forth on this too. I feel like it's really insecure to be so worried about it. But why is she insecure? Because they just hooked up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, I could see that being like, what the fuck? But then it's like, but would I be with someone who just hooked up with their ex? Probably not.
Exactly. And she acts like she doesn't care. So it's like, care or don't care.
Yeah. And then she's like, in New York, we're like, fuck you. In mm-hmm. New York, you would never see me again if we stopped dating. It's like, well, you're trying to move to Charleston, so it's going to be a culture shock uh-huh. for you, just so you know.
Uh-huh. And also, I feel like no matter what city you're in, if you want to see your ex, you'll see them.
Mm-hmm.
End of story.
Yeah, so, that's actually a good point. Yeah. In New York, though, I don't know. Maybe not.
Yeah, maybe not. But if you wanted to, you could.
You might.
Yeah.
So then we pivot over to Austin and Sierra. And I get so annoyed about this because it's like the way he has made her look so stupid.
So stupid.
When she was like, maybe that's why in Summer House she was like, we'll never hook up again. Maybe was she alluding to this or was that? That was last summer.
Before.
Okay. Now I'm kind of confused a little bit. But it was, yeah. It was the reunion though that she said that. They might have been filming. I don't know because, okay, but sorry, I'll explain what I'm thinking here. So in the reunion to the last Summer House, which was, I think the reunion was like May, I'm pretty sure. Sierra was like, Andy asked her if she had hooked up with Austin since the filming of Summer House, which was, of course, last summer. And she was like, yes. And she was embarrassed. And she was like, and we never will again, ever. So now I'm wondering if it was because of this scene because they were probably filming this around the winter for Southern Charm I don't know when they filmed, but if it's coming out now, it would make sense. Because he absolutely shits on her. So yeah. Paige is, of course, as we discussed, willing to just throw her best friend under the bus of Austin's, like, disgustingness.
Yeah.
And is like, our girl's in town, whatever, even though she knows he doesn't give a fuck about her. Mm-hmm. And so they hook up. And the way he talks about it the next day, as if she's just, like, some throwaway thing that he just, like, hooks up with just to, like, get back at Olivia.
Olivia.
It's so gross to me. Or I'm like, why the fuck would you give him the time of day?
It's insecurity.
Yeah.
He is obsessed with Sierra and he knows it. And
well, he was. Now he's obsessed. Well, whatever. Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, he might be lusting over Olivia. Like, yeah, it's right. A new shiny toy.
Yeah.
So.
But Sierra's so much better than yeah, Olivia. It's yeah, so great.
100%. But we don't. I mean, that's an argument to not even have because mm-hmm. it's so silly. But speaking of hookups, then Naomi hooks up with Whitney.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I didn't see that coming. I think it's hilarious, actually, to be honest with you. I think it's so funny because I don't know how Whitney gets women, but he does. And also, it delights me because Craig didn't see it coming and yeah. Craig gets so upset about it. And it's so funny upset. Because I don't think Naomi is just like, what, like, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's like turned into this whole thing. So.
Right.
Okay, so the morning after she literally, like, tells, I think her and Austin and Leva are so funny together. Yeah. They obviously make him a lot better because we dislike him when he's on his own. But she's basically just like, and by the way, he was here this morning. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what the fuck?
Okay. God, it does seem like
so then we pivot over to, and I just, you guys, it never ceases to absolutely baffle me that people love Catherine so much
yeah.
and just stand for Catherine. I'm like, yeah. she wasn't even really on this episode and I didn't miss her at all. But
yeah.
the part that she was on, she was fucking annoying.
Fucking annoying. So her and Caleb break up, which is great and dandy. But then they're all waiting on the bus for her to mm-hmm. leave to this house that they're going to. And she doesn't even let anybody know that she's not going.
Actually, she tells people she is going.
Yeah, she an hours before.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then she's like, oh, by the way, I'm not going. I thought that was so
and they had to call her to find out where she was.
Yes, exactly.
And she was like, and actually, I'm not. And also, it just was just reminding me. I was just reminiscing about when she ghosted her best friends.
Danny?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was Danny and someone else was trying to message her. Mostly Danny.
Naomi.
Oh, Naomi, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they were like, literally, just like, can you just let us know if you're alive?
Yeah.
And she couldn't even fucking
and
do that.
And she's like, my phone was off. I'm like, turn your fucking phone on.
And then she villainized them.
Yeah.
For intruding on her when she didn't respond for days.
Right.
Crazy.
Crazy.
A crazy person.
She's fucking crazy. And it's annoying. And I don't know why people stand for her either. She's not cute. She never finishes a sentence. She's always like, wow. And I'm like, oh, that really bothers you. Shut up. But then you want to know who else is crazy? It's fucking Austin because he talks about Madison the entire ride up on the bus. And then he asks Olivia because he's fucking jealous. And he's like, oh, Olivia, where's your date? I'm like, oh, because she was with somebody that wasn't you the other day. Okay, sounds good.
And she was like, it was great. And it was like, it wasn't great. We watched it.
It was awkward. And you didn't even know his name. And
you literally got his name wrong.
And you're dumb and ugly too. So whatever. And then I can't help it.
Okay.
And then fucking Austin comes up, Anita, and is like, well, you better not be texting Madison everything we're saying. And I'm like, I literally was like, if I was Benita, I would have been like, actually, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want
to
do.
Actually, don't fucking talk to me. Yeah. How about that?
And you want to know what? If I am texting Madison, why don't you try not talking a bunch of shit about her in front of one of her friends?
Yeah.
How about that?
How about that?
And she's going to see it anyways because they're on a TV show.
And also, fuck off.
Yeah. My watch just told me to be mindful. I think it's telling me to like try and find
it's
some
a
serenity.
Chill out.
But that whole bus ride up, I'm like, Austin, you're a psycho. Catherine, you're a psycho. Caleb, run. Olivia, you deserve Austin.
Well,
so.
Didn't you think it was interesting that last episode I was like, I think they're trying to base the show around either Madison or Catherine.
Yeah.
And then neither of them were on this episode.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think they're experimenting. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, then they get to the house and they're going around and picking rooms. And Whitney said, hey, Naomi, it was great hooking up with you. What room do you want?
And also, that looks like a great room, but do you want this room?
Yeah.
And also, no, if any of you were going to move, stay put because Naomi's going to actually just tour the entire house.
She's going to go ahead and pee in every room, see which one she likes the best.
And she was like, oh, yeah, great. Yeah, this looks great. Yeah. He's like, I think this one is a little bit bigger. I was like, oh, my God.
I know.
And also, everything Frank Lloyd Wright does is not gold. Everything he touches is not gold, by the way. That house is fucking ugly.
Yeah, it's not. It's not good.
Just because it's Austin Frank Lloyd does not. Austin
honestly nailed it when he was like, it looks like a...
Exactly, like 70s porn house or whatever, which is exactly Whitney's like aesthetic.
Yeah, it is.
His mustache right now is the aesthetic of that house.
I kind
of
like it. I don't know why.
But I and people like 70s porn houses too.
True. Well, and then it was my favorite thing when Austin was like, I'm trying hard not to look at Leva because we're the only ones who know. And he's like, well, I accidentally told Shep and Taylor
too. Yeah.
I know, that's so funny. And he's like, I don't know. There's like a 12-hour limit. He's like, maybe like a 2-hour limit or whatever. It was so funny because I'm like, that
he's
is me.
He's such a woman.
Yeah, he is.
It's crazy.
He is.
Anyway. Okay, so then here we go with little baby.
My mommy and daddy.
Little baby Craig.
Little Craig finds out that Whitney hooked up with Naomi and he fucking loses it. And
he claims loses
bro code.
His shit.
But it's not bro code. It's because Naomi and Craig still want to be together.
Okay. It's because Craig is always... it doesn't matter. He loses his shit. I am obsessed with Whitney just walking around picking up sticks and listening.
Yeah.
And then coming in being like, I've been listening to you two fucking idiots for an hour.
I know.
That was so funny.
That was amazing. And I'm like, I'm glad they called it out because Craig was so mad.
He was so mad.
And it's like, you're so bothered.
You said, Naomi, you don't affect my life anymore.
Yeah.
You said that. Like, that was a lie.
Literally, two nights ago. And she does.
And she absolutely does.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Craig should move to New York.
Yeah. Hmm. Maybe. That's food for thought. Yeah. Anyway, so then we fast forward to the bonfire. And you know how he pouts? He just pouts like Craig? A baby. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a fucking baby child. He does. Yeah. It's insane.
He has a baby. Yeah, he's insane. And Austin's also a desperate little fucking hoe bag. And he's trying to get Olivia's attention. And Olivia's like, no, I don't want any of this. And
she goes, actually, Whitney, you can give me a drink because you're a gentleman. Mm-hmm. That was funny.
Mm-hmm. Even though I don't like anything she does because I don't really like
her. She is the worst, but also Austin is also the worst. Mm-hmm. So it's like, all right. If I got to go through her to get dicks at Austin, fine, I'll do it.
Yeah, right. But then Shep gets involved. Oh, and Shep gets fired up. Like, it's a competition who's hotter, the fire or Shep.
And he, when he goes off, he really does go off. He gets triggered, his triggers are heavy duty.
And Craig, like, is the trigger operator in Shep.
I know, like, it's so crazy. Oh,
let's push this button today.
Sizzle, sizzle, sizzle.
Yep. And Shep and Craig are just, like, going at it. But Shep does make a really good point, and he's like, Craig, I just feel like you like to surround yourself with people who don't know the old you.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's so true, because old Craig was a piece of shit.
Piece of shit. And it's a lie. It's all a lie, which is what makes me so mad about the stuff with Naomi, because it's like, you were literally lying about the past, just so you know. You were a horrible, toxic, emotionally abusive boyfriend.
Yeah. Well, and then he's like, and then he puts it back on Craig back on Shep and Naomi. And he also says how horrible and nasty and disgusting Shep was to him. And he takes no accountability for the way he was. None. And that he lied to all them about the bar exam.
And people just like let it happen, which is what people just totally enable him, which is what's so annoying, because then Shep usually flies off the handle when it comes to Craig, and then he looks like a dick.
Yeah.
Right. And because he can't control himself because Craig's a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
So it's like, I understand why he gets so mad, but it's like, you literally losing your shit makes you, same thing with Naomi. Like, if she had literally just been like, took the stance of not ever giving him an inch and just being like, no, you were crazy, just leave me alone. But now that she's been like, okay, I'll be friends with you, like, let's hang out, let's whatever, people are like, oh, and also you're crazy and you're in love with him and you miss him and you were the one that ruined your relationship, like, that's how it's like he's been able to spin it because of that. I feel like that's the same thing with Shep, where it's like if Shep just like didn't give him anything, like didn't give him anything to run with, and didn't lose his mind on him, like
didn't
it wouldn't
be out of his chair,
didn't literally go flying out of rocket flying out of his chair, then people wouldn't be able to spin it so easily. But it's so easy to dismiss what Shep says because he's like, bah, he like loses his mind, but he's right.
I can't believe I'm sharing the same oxygen with you. I can't wait for that line.
So great.
I'm gonna start
but
saying
it's like,
that to people.
He's not wrong. Craig is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And he's just masking all his history.
But I do think Naomi looks at, like, what Craig is now and wants that. Like, I do think there's still chemistry between them.
No, I think there's chemistry. And I'm sure she does. Like, how frustrating would it be to try to get this out of someone for years and then literally be, like, encouraging them to be a better person and they're just like literally sucking the life out of you and then they get better after you break up with them.
When Craig says things like, you guys made fun of my sewing career, it drives
it was
me
a joke
nuts
yeah.
because I'm like, go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
You didn't work for it. You literally made excuses. You were late to things. You didn't meet deadlines. You didn't try.
It was not a career. It was an excuse to not
do
law.
Anything.
Yeah.
So that
and then if she hadn't broken up with you, you probably wouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
You literally sucked and then you did it out of spite. You actually hired someone to do it for you out of spite and someone else created your business.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So that's Southern
Thank
term.
You for coming to my Craig Sucks TED Talk. And podcast.
And podcast. But if you want to get us on TED Talk.
If you guys want to hire me, if this is TED Talk and you want to hire me, I will do it if it's about hating on Craig and Austin. Mm-hmm. So that's a plug. Okay, now we're going to talk about Atlanta. This sucks because consistently I've been like, Atlanta, thank God. Thank God for Atlanta. Atlanta's keeping us alive. And during this episode when I was watching, I was like, I grow tired of the things that are going on. And I am no longer like, Atlanta is the savior of this current, these current episode or these current shows.
Yeah.
But whatever, let's get into it.
I don't know. I still feel like I am growing a little tired of the drama too, because it's like, it's Marlo acting ridiculous, Kenya being a bitch, and the rest of the ladies just kind of like just doing what they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So the dinner continues, and Kenya's coming at Sonia for like not checking in, not blah 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 blah, and Candy finally says something where she's like, you guys, we all get wrapped up in work. Like, work takes precedence, and like, we get busy with work. And Kenya literally is like, well, you could have texted us and seen how the catamaran was.
Crazy.
And it's like,
which, and I do appreciate Candy sticking up for her, but she said one passive thing that was like a maybe. And also, like, I just don't want to forget the fact that Sonia shouldn't be apologizing at all because they were lying. They were not there at the time.
Yeah.
They were literally not there. So
but
she
doesn't know that yet.
I know. She doesn't know that yet. And I do get that. Yeah. No, you're right. But it just really aggravates me.
I know. I can't wait for that to pop off at the reunion. Oh,
but it probably won't because Sonia's we should write that in.
I'm going to write in 100 about the same topic because it gets me fucking going. And then.
You guys go write in about this.
Everybody go.
We need it to be featured.
Because it's absolutely nuts to butts. And it just makes me fucking crazy. And then I thought it was really sweet, though, because Ross was like, I will drown every time to make sure I save her.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about his wife. And I think that's really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think he was like, my wife is drowning and she needed help. And I was the only one who was going to back her. And I think he actually did it in a respectful way, which we will get into because not everybody thought he did it in a respectful way.
And they can all fuck off. Anyway.
So then we're on day 4 of this Jamaica trip. We are almost wrapping it up.
I would have just gone to a different island.
Yeah.
I'm being honest.
Island, my. Yeah, same. I would have too. But Sheree, I'm sure we'll get into this because it sounds like She by Sheree's shit show. She by Shit Show is coming up soon. And she is on a work meeting and she's literally like
a work meeting. Yeah, unpaid intern.
Yeah, exactly. And nobody's paid that works for Sheree.
No, they're all interns.
We interviewed them all. No, I'm just kidding. And She's like, yeah, I had to change the date of the fashion show because of the venue. So it's like, first you have to change it from a fashion show to a fashion show.
Because the venue wouldn't do it for free.
Yeah, right. The venue's not going to do it for free. And probably because you didn't have your ducks in a row.
Yeah.
And now you're screwed.
Her ducks be all over the place.
So that was just a little clip. So I'm like, I wonder what's going to happen. I'm so over She by Sheree that it just makes me want to vomit.
Do not bring her back here unless we're ready to do something different. Yeah. You're going to bring her back here to do the same things that she got fired for. Get the fuck up out of here. Yeah,
get out of here. So now we're bambooing down the river. Bamboo raffling down the river.
Rafting.
Rafting.
Raffling.
Did I say raffling?
That sounds so fun.
I love gambling. And so... this is what I wanted to circle back around is Kenya's talking about how scary Ross was. And she was like, I felt really bad for myself because Ross stood up. And I'm like, are you kidding? Because he said, don't fuck with my wife like that. And mm-hmm. he didn't yell. He was just like, hey, 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 enough's enough. Don't fuck with my wife.
He said, don't fuck with my wife. Yeah. And walked and left.
Yeah.
Like, I hate when things get taken out of context because context actually is vital to every situation. Mm-hmm. And so it really bothers me when that gets repeated over and over as if, and that's what she's trying to do basically, mm-hmm. is trying to like create this narrative that he like stood up in a threatening way to everyone.
Yeah.
Which by the way, in this current cancel culture could like ruin him and ruin his sponsors and everything. So that really bothers me, but just the way he did it was so just like him, like chill.
Yeah.
It was just like, listen, don't fuck with my wife. And then he got up and left and they got up and left together. Bitch, what the fuck are you talking about?
Right. And also you're going to say that's aggressive. Should we rewind the fucking track to how you've let every single one of your significant others talk to you? Anyways, I think Kenya is just an evil wench, and she honestly is ruining Atlanta for me. She always has since the moment she's gone on. When I rewatched Atlanta, I was like, she makes my blood pressure rise. I don't even know.
No, you do really hate her. I
think she's evil.
No, she's really bad. She's vile. Really, really bad. Yeah, she's so bad. And this is old Kenya coming back. But I also just want to mention a comment about that with the Ross thing. It's like, first of all, you're on his trip also. Mm-hmm. Like, husband should stay out of it unless it involves them.
Yeah.
And you're literally fucking with his trip. That was actually also his work, mm-hmm. like, event that
involved
you...
involved in IFIT.
Yeah, that you were being late for and mm-hmm. that you made them late for... You made them late and he was there the night before, too. So you're affecting everyone. This is not mm-hmm. a girl's trip. This is their work trip. So mm-hmm. fuck off. And then the other thing is that... we're gonna get to this in a second, but I just want to note this about when Candy's talking about like how Todd can't even say anything to defend himself, even when Marlo's actually talking exclusively about him, mm-hmm. or he's the subject of what she's talking about. He can't even say anything because the minute he opens his mouth, she's like, you're really gonna say that to me? Like, mm-hmm. literally, like, mm-hmm. if the men can't have a say, it's like, can we talk about New Jersey where the men are literally screaming at people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
number one. But like, in Atlanta, like, if the men who are there, they mm-hmm. actually removed themselves from the last dinner.
Yeah.
Probably because of, like, this type of thing.
Yeah.
So that's just frustrating for me.
Well, even, so let's just jump right into it because the Todd thing brings us to the next dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Kenya and Marlo are kind of going at it. Kenya and Marlo are going out of it. Going at it. And Jesus, and they're just kind of like talking about like what's transpired and like what's going on. And Marlo looks at Todd and she's like, at Candy. She addresses it to Candy. And Todd goes, yeah, that's fine. But next time you guys are arguing, just please keep me the fuck out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, see, why did you have to swear like that? And now it's aggressive. And I'm like, this aggressive thing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, actually, you want to know what would be aggressive is me saying, keep my fucking name out of your fucking mouth.
Yeah, Jade is in an aggressive stance and using her hands right now to example.
Exactly. So it's like, and then that's aggressive. I can see being scared of that.
Yeah, 100%. I agree. And the fact that she never even looked at him and apologized.
Yeah.
What a big fuck you. You were talking. What's happening here?
Yeah.
I'm confused about that.
Right. And so it's really annoying because it's like, you have to, just because somebody swears, like some people have more colorful language and I'm one of those people.
Yeah, I can relate.
So when people say like, oh, blah, 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 I'm like, oh my God, fucking zip it. Because it's like, just because I say that drop an F-bomb or whatever doesn't mean it's aggressive.
It's passively swearing, not actively.
Exactly. But then Kenya and Sonia get into it. And Kenya is just over talking Sonia and won't even hear her out and just like.
Well, first of all, Sonia, you could tell leading up to it, she like literally is about to shit herself bringing it up with Kenya. I'm like, are you good?
Yeah.
It is right. Really like embarrassing how you can't even bring this up. She's like, well, I just, no, I'm good with being happy. No, being happy is fine. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah. I thought you were like a badass bitch. What's happening?
Yeah.
Okay, continue. Backstory.
No, that's basically it. And Sonia just rolls over for Kenya. Rolls
over. So she finally brings it up and Kenya just like, they're just yelling at each other back and forth. And even in the confessionals, Candy's just like laughing. And she's like, she just can't just sit down with Kenya. It's like mad pathetic after all of the like how she hyped herself up. And even in her confessionals, she's like, I don't know what I'm thinking in this moment. I don't know why I didn't read her in Jamaica.
Yeah.
And like, that was such a letdown.
That was such a letdown.
You had such a chance. You've been practicing with Drew. You're really tough when it comes to Drew.
Yeah.
Like I predicted episodes ago that she only fucks with Drew like that because she sees her as weak. And here we are with Kenya, and she literally, and Kenya has been repeatedly horrible to her.
Horrible.
Like, so rude.
But you want to know
passive aggressive.
This is me being a Sonia apologist, because I am.
I hate when you apologize for her.
I know, but I just feel like she's probably exhausted from the trip. Maybe she doesn't even want to argue anymore.
And no, and she does say that, but it's like, how many chances did she have before?
Yeah.
With Kenya, she should have read her before, but instead she was like, I get it. And I'm sorry. And she always ends up apologizing. Yeah. It's like, what?
Yeah. What? It is bizarre. But one thing I didn't like is when Kenya was like, when I'm talking, you need to be quiet.
Yeah. And she tried to be like, and don't tell me. And then, you know what really bothered me is that she said, you're not articulate and no one knows what you're saying. And I was like, because she has an accent, you fucking bitch.
Well, and then later that's she turns so around loaded. And she's like, I think you're an articulate.
I know. Yeah. Like, so she just like uses that. It's so anti. And I'm just like, I feel like that is loaded and you use it because it's loaded. Yeah. And I don't like that.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Gross. Yeah. So I just, again, I just have such a disdain for Kenya.
Mm.
And I just can't wait till she gets fired one day. I don't know if I can keep watching Atlanta with her on it.
Honestly, I think they really fucked up this season. It started off okay, but bringing Sheree back was a big gamble.
Yeah.
And
they're losing.
And they're losing. And then also having Marlo. This be her first season.
Marlo's not good.
Marlo
needs to stay a friend of.
There's a reason why she's never gotten the peach.
Yeah.
It's like ridiculous. Like she's just the worst.
Because I feel like she brings like a little bit of drama when she's a friend of. That's like you can deal with it.
Yeah, it's enough to deal with.
But when she's a main cast member, it's like you are just vile. And yeah, this isn't your what I drama see is just every single.
Cheap drama.
Yeah,
I'm just like not here for this like petty bullshit.
Shock factor. She's Kelly Dodd and Brandi Glanville.
All of a sudden, everyone's in the Kelly Dodd Brandi Glanville team.
I'll reevaluate this. Yeah. I'll think about who I really truly think is.
Holla.
Who is shock value bullshit.
Okay, so that's it for this episode. I'm just getting the sense that this is not the time for Bravo. Like, this is not the season. Like, the actual physical season. Because I'm like, the last, like, month has been fucking boring.
Yeah, but Atlanta's been good.
I mean, yeah, Atlanta has been good out of, like, four to five shows, depending on the week. So
whatever. I feel like Southern Charm's picking up. Beverly Hills is picking up.
Southern Charm is picking up and it will be and Beverly Hills is picking up and it'll be perfect timing for Potomac.
Yeah.
So that'll be good. But right in the past, like the summer was kind of like,
yeah.
This is lame.
Yeah.
But anyways, we still love it and we're still here for it. So we'll be back next week with not Beverly Hills. But we'll be back with Dubai and Southern Charm and Atlanta and nothing else, I don't think. But yeah, in the meantime, follow us on Instagram. It's dose of reality _ that's DOS. And then also on Instagram, it's dose.of.reality. And Andy Cohen us at the Ets on the things.
Please. Andy Cohen.
Message us and follow and just do whatever you feel like doing.
Yeah.
Also. All right. Okay, bye.